that this is the truth? Are you fully persuaded? Well, then, to those to whom the arm of the Lord has been revealed, you are in faith and confident that what God has said is true about me. So I will not allow any kind of feeling that's opposite from the word, any kind of circumstance that comes against me, any report somebody brings to me, anything somebody says about me or says to me, because I have gotten the report from the Lord. It's been revealed to me. I believe his report, what he said to me. Hallelujah. And he has said that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. How did this happen? I'm glad you asked. There has been a great exchange that has taken place. Yes. First, he became what we were in order that we might become what he is. Woo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the scripture says in 2 Corinthians 5:21, for he has made him to be sin for us. Are y'all listening to me? Who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to preach anyway. I don't care if y'all don't say a word. I got to do what I got to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he has, who? Jesus, God made Jesus to be sin for us. So why in the world do I want to remain in sin? When he has been made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. Well, let's see what happened here then. If we have shared in the likeness of his death, if we have shared a death like his, then we can share a resurrection like his. Oh, glory to God. Did y'all hear what I said? If we have shared a death like his, then we can share a resurrection like his. Romans 6:3-5 said, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were put into his death, baptized into his death, that therefore we are buried. We are buried. You got to get it. We are buried. What you bury, you don't go dig up and try to find it again. We are buried. That old man that walked in sin, that old man that was disobedient to God, that this old man that didn't love God, is buried. That means put away. He's buried. He's done away with. He no longer exists. So I don't let some outlaw spirit come and tell me that I'm still that old man. No. Therefore, we are buried with him. How? By baptism into death. That like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father. Yeah. Even so, we should walk in the newness of life. We should walk like he walked. We have him as an example. We should walk like him. How did he walk when he was on earth? How many demons, how many evil spirits, how many devils, how many evil people ever rule him, control him? How many situations ever control him, helped him in hostage, put him in a position where he didn't know what to do? He came out of every one of them shining like a rose. Yeah. Shining like the God he is. Yeah. Hallelujah. He was put in a situation where they had only 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread and 5,000 men beside women and children. What are you going to do with such something like this? He said, sit down, I'll show you. Did he ever show him? I said, did he ever show him? Hallelujah. So I come to tell you that we should walk in the newness of life. knowing that whenever, y'all, are y'all listening to me? Knowing that whenever you need a miracle, you got a miracle. Hallelujah. When you need a miracle, the God of miracles is on the inside of you and me. Glory to God. Get rid of the unbelief. Get rid of the uncertain. Get rid of the doubt. Get rid of the lie. Get rid of deception that the enemy and everybody else have tried to tell you. I need a miracle. Thank you for the miracle. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He didn't fret. He didn't panic when those men, when those 5,000 men looking at him besides women and children, and the only thing he had were two fish. 5 loaves of bread. But look what happened. Everybody got fed. 12 baskets were left. I'm telling you, the God that did it is living on the inside of you and me. We don't have to fret. I don't care what this economy does. I don't care what our government does. I don't care. We are of another world. We are in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. We can pray and he can release. Oh yes, he can. Not only can he, is. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So he said, for if we have been planted together, you got to hear it. If we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Now, will you tell me, after his resurrection, how many the devil touched? How many likes have he had? Do you understand? I know I preached this before, but listen. The Bible said God raised him up and did what? Sit him where? At his own, and has raised us up. And made us. It's one thing to ask you, but another thing to make you. Made us sit together at the right hand of the Father in Christ. Hallelujah. I have been made to sit down in heavenly places. Now, it's my own fault and my own stupidity if I don't receive what's already been done. The bread's on the table and I won't receive it. Just because it's down on the other end, all you got to do is say, will you please pass me the biscuit? Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I said hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We've been made, we've been raised with him. And we've been made to sit with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. So if we share, if he shared in with us in his death, it really was ours. But he, since he took it, I mean, if I give it to you, it'd be yours. So he took it. And we shared with him in his death. Then he said, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection. What did he do? He put off everything. Yeah. Did y'all hear what I said? Yeah. I said everything that has to do with death and destruction that come from the enemy, he put it off. Yeah. And he was raised to life. Therefore, if any man be in Christ. Oh, yeah. I'm not trying to be. I'm not just an old sinner saved by grace. No, no. He said, I'm a new creation. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I said, glory to God. Hallelujah. Now that I've been made, that I need to know.